Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This is injury attorney David Femininio. A personal injury of any sort is in fact personal. I have dedicated my entire career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured in an accident. I also make sure that my clients get all of the medical care that they need to recover after an accident. You need an injury attorney who makes it personal. So if you or someone you know is injured, you need to tell them to call me at 855-65-CRASH or go to my website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
You know, that is the general mood of the show today. This is quite a Monday, isn't it? Red Wings can't lose. Pistons can't lose. Tigers spending money. Enrico jinxing Michigan State basketball. No, I'm only kidding. We have a lot of ground to cover, so we're not going to waste time. I want to get into the Jack Flaherty stuff to start. Then I want to know what you're going to do when she's moved on. She is the Lions, and she's pregnant with someone else's baby, which means you better find something else to do with your time. It's called Red Wings, Tigers, Pistons, and who you're falling in love with. 4 o'clock, I'm going to offer you something I haven't heard all day on this station, a nuanced take about Luka Doncic. And we're going to party. Got an NBA blitz to do with major trades. We've got a football blitz. A major superstar has demanded a trade. But I want to start with Flaherty because I think, bar none, this is Scott Harris's best movie he's ever made. And let me explain before people are like, well, wait a minute. Hear me out on something.
Wait, whoa. But I thought you hated Scott Harris.
I don't hate Scott Harris. I don't really like the way they choose to build their team. But with the Jack Flaherty move, Mr. Rico L. Beard, I think, A, it's a one-year deal. So don't get lost in the sauce. It's 25 in year one, 10 in year two with a player option. If he's good, he's opting out. If he's bad, you're stuck with him. Risk it, biscuit. I'm good with it. If he's good but you're bad, you could trade him. And this is why I want to salute Scott Harris in this regard. The trading of Flaherty, which one person on this station, not affiliated with this show, had some weird nervous breakdown about. The point is, you got Sweeney and you got a top 100 prospect out of it, only to bring Jack back and not have to sign him to a 5-year deal. I said last week when we talked, I said, this pitching staff is not insulated enough. Remember we said, I don't ever want to look at pitching chaos.
Yeah.
Well, Maeda and Mize and Olsen, you're talking about injuries, Cobb. Mm-hmm. Getting Jack Flaherty back, you're running out in a 3-game set. You're running out Tarek and Jack Flash, 1-2. This now allows Jobe to develop at a different curve. Mm-hmm. We'll see you middle of the season, Jackson. This allows for an injury. But here's the biggest thing for me. This is where I want to know if you, looking at you, Founders Day, you, looking at you, Kenneth, and you, yes, David, you, I'm looking at you, and you the people. I think the Tigers actually graduated by doing this. Do you realize you have the top payroll in the AL Cialis, a.k.a. AL Central, right? The AL Flaccid? You have the top payroll now. Do you know with this signing, you crack the top 20? You're sitting at 17th. You know my rules. If you don't have a league average payroll, you cannot win a World Series. Look, they're never going to do it the way I want to do it. So I can either sit here and be pissed, which I haven't done all offseason. I didn't love the Cobb thing just on basis. I didn't have a problem with Torres. It's cheap. It's 1 year. Don't ask me to salute it, but it's fine. The Canely thing, I didn't have an issue with it. I sure as hell don't have an issue with Flaherty. Here's my thing. They're one move away from being a World Series caliber team. They're one move away payroll-wise. They're one move away with a bat. See, this is where I think if you brought in Bregman, as risky as it might be, I think all of a sudden Tiger fans, the light switch flips on and you go, we're winning the Central. That as fluky as last year was, and make no mistake, when things happen once every 50 years, it's a fluke.
Yes.
We're actually just good now. So, look, it's a tip of the cap. And again, if we're going to bitch when Chris doesn't spend, no, it's not the $200 million, you know, Corbin Burns, Max Fried type thing. They're not going to do it that way. I've let it go. I can't do anything about it. But what I can tell you, they've gone out, they added Alex Cobb. Do I like him? Not really, but he's going to give you some innings. They added a reliever who's really good. They added one right-handed bat. And now they've added the guy I think they needed most, which was, who am I putting with Skubal?
Right.
So, look, for me, this makes this a solid B-plus offseason. And if they want to make it an A, we know what the move is. But I would love to hear from the people on this, because I think this absolutely puts you at the top of the Central. I think you got a better rotation than Cleveland. I think you got a better ball club than Cleveland. And I'm not holding this against you, but you're very lucky the rest of this division can't get it up. And whether it's Minnesota, Kansas City, Cleveland, Chicago, none of them spend. None of them. They're all cheap dirtbags. So the fact is, you finally lifted a finger, top payroll in this whole deal.
So B+.
I think this upgrades it from a C+ to a B+. Jack Flaherty was a borderline Cy Young candidate here. Is it risky? Absolutely. But it's 1 year.
Right, mitigated it. We're splitting hairs. I would have probably went to B, but B+. All right. No, I like it because you know what? Finally, you always hear, well, if you make the trade and they're free agents, you could always bring them back. Well, they actually did that. They got prospects from the Dodgers. One ended up becoming your starting shortstop because Javi just kind of had to go get himself healthy for the season. You got a top prospect, like you said, and you actually brought him back. So it, yep. It kind of looked like, I know it doesn't happen that often, like you won the deal over the Dodgers.
100% you did.
You rented out a player to them, and then you got that player back.
And you got a prospect who's flippable. You got a shortstop who's playable. I love it. I really do. And I think it elevates you to the top of the AL Central. Would I love to sit here and go, look, go get me Alex Bregman? Yes, here's the problem. As I have said all offseason, and I will not have my words misconstrued, I'm not offering him 5, 6, 7 years. I just can't do it. And do I have concerns about Bregman? Of course I do.
See, after what you said the other day, I would even do this short-term Pete Alonso deal.
I wish. I know, and he's got holes in this game. But they're one right-handed thunder bat.
But you know what? This team has holes. Let's just be real.
I agree with you totally.
Okay, so there's no perfect person out there, and if it is, you're not willing to spend the money to get it. So if you are going to piecemeal, you're doing a good job piecemealing. You just, as you said, need another bat.
And again, maybe it's something they address at the deadline. Maybe a young player steps forward. I'm leaving open the world of possibility because here's the deal. On a game-in, game-out basis, Rico, I truly mean this, you're going to be sending out a better pitcher and a better plan than the teams you face. And you're in the flaccid Central. Right. Let's call it what it is now. So I loved it. And clearly you guys are hyped. Whoa! Kenny can barely keep up with the calls. I mean... Wow.
Because there's nothing to complain about. No. And I think it's because there's nothing to complain about. Because we would love.
Why can't you just be happy?
Because that's not how things work with people, Mike. If we were out here bashing Scott Harris, phone lines would be, oh, well, he's an idiot. He's this, he's that.
But he's never been that. I just don't think he wants to do it a different way.
Guess what, guys? This worked. It was a win-win. The Dodgers got what they wanted out of it. And then they said, you can have him back now, Detroit, if you want.
Right, you still made the playoffs. You got a prospect.
We got our ring. You can have him back.
And now you re-sign the player. Yeah. I believe the Tigers are the favorite in the Central with the move. Yes, I would love to see them add a bat, but I don't want to push my luck. But
no, I do. I need some certainty with Skubal. Maybe that's just me.
Good luck.
I just would like to know you have a plan and it's not, we'll just figure it out later. That never works.
See, but while I also want to bat, I'm excited about what the Flaherty signing does. And what it does is it pushes Olsen down in the rotation. It pushes Cobb down in the rotation.
That's right.
And now helps. And we don't have to rely on pitching chaos anymore. That's what I'm excited about because you're right. I do want to bat. Yes, I do in the end want to bat. But I have to be excited for what we have right now, which is bringing Flaherty back is big to me.
And you know what, David? You're right. Pitching chaos can now go back to getaway Thursdays where, you know what? We're just going to kind of throw everybody out there. We're going to clean out the refrigerator and see what can happen. You give me two innings. You give me a couple of innings. And let's see if we can win this thing.
And I'm just going to say it. Don't take this that like, oh, you're letting the team off the hook. Guys, Bregman's not a perfect player. You have to understand, like I will yell about certain things. It's why I didn't yell about Chapman or yell about Cody Bellinger. I mean, did I want one of those guys? I would have been happy with it. Sure. But these are imperfect players. So I don't want them to sign a bad deal just to make me feel better. Now, I never believe you can go into an offseason and do nothing. Well, they haven't done that. They've added things. And I would love to do it, but you got to be careful. I mean, it's a guy who, look, just one thing that scares me with Bregman, the ballpark, that's one. Mm-hmm. Two, you got to explain a 50% reduction in walk rate. How did it fall off the table? One thing Bregman's always been good about is getting you 100 walks a year. See, how did that happen?
I'm hoping that's an anomaly. I'm hoping that's a one-off.
I'm just bringing up, and again,
Mike, it's a legitimate gripe.
The power thing. Look, I don't think as he ages, he's going to continue hitting 28, 30 homers. This is probably a guy profiling closer to 20. So just, you got to be careful about it. Is he a pro? Does he give good at bats? Does he know Hinch? Does he understand what winning is? All of the above.
I'm hoping that because he knew what this offseason was going to be, that maybe he bought into the fact that I need to try to hit more home runs, and he was more aggressive at the plate, which is why he didn't get the walks. That once he gets his money, he'll go back to being who he was, and you'll see the walk rate go back to where water will find its level.
248-539-9797. The excitement is palpable. You know what? Maybe you're right. Maybe I should have just opened with Luka. Has nothing to do with Detroit, but maybe it would have been a better way out.
There's no right or wrong.
I feel pretty wrong right now, I gotta tell you. I was actually amped up about the Jack Flaherty thing.
As you have a right to be.
I feel like a horse's ass. I mean, what, did they sign a dead guy? Did Jack fall down the stairs signing the deal? What happened here?
Oh, dude, we had a great discussion. And we're still having a good discussion. And you know what?
Hey, here's my message to everybody. Your baseball team spent some money. Where is it? How's your mom? Well, we'll get to the I'd say we'd get to the people, but
there's people. We got ticket text. We got a ton of ticket text.
The baseball team just blew $25 million on an arm. I think that's going to put him at the top of the Central. Maybe we should have opened up with Tater Tot Day. All right. We'll get to David. We'll see how his weekend was. 97.
Crispy Tater Tot. All right.
This town.
All right.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Odyssey.com Rewind, you missed anything. And for the people on the line, I'm not forgetting you. I promise you. I'm going to get to your Myles Garrett calls, okay? But Rico just asked me a question, and I would like to at least bring something up. And if Rico, Kenny, David, or you, the listeners at large, think I'm a crackhead, you know how to get a hold of us. So this Luka Doncic thing, I gave you a brief take on the deal yesterday, and I was very dismayed that just producing exasperation 2 to 3 days after a deal is not acceptable. If you're on the air live and it happens, I totally get it. Nobody Saturday night knew what to make of this. But eventually, whether it's you're in the business and you make a phone call or you talk to a few people or you just try to read or listen to stuff from people who are plugged in, you could start to connect some dots on this Luka thing. So I don't want to go back down that road. But here's what I wanted to say. I wonder if there's been a fatigue that if the NBA ratings, Rico, and the fans, that if the owners or governors, whatever they're calling them within the league, have been fatigued as well about the same thing. See, we as fans look at Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons and Zion and Jimmy Butler, and we get a bad taste in our mouth about the sport. Well, think about working in these organizations. Now, I understand they have a collectively bargained agreement, but this Supermax thing, I wonder if we've hit a flashpoint. Because with the Mavericks, they looked at this and said, we are going to be better off without this kid now and in the near term. And we simply don't want to pay a bad employee $350 million. Full stop. Now, mind you, Luka's first team All-NBA. Luka dragged them to the finals. Fine. Here's the point. Last 2 years, he's shown up to training camp completely out of shape. He's injured all the time. The Mavericks believe he's injured because he doesn't take care of himself. You listen to people in NBA circles, some who are near the Mavericks, he may or may not listen to rehab assignments. Then you got the whole drinking whispers that are out there, right? Okay, so hold on. The Mavericks said, you know what? F this. If we pay this guy $350 million over a five-year term, look at what that does to your cap and look at what it does with your ability to build a team. Then you have the tax apron. All of it so you can play 4-on-5 defensively in continuum, and this guy's playing it near a 265-270-pound body. Mm-hmm. Take a look at Luka as a rookie. Take a look at him today. He looks like he got stung by a bee and had a bad reaction. So you just go look at it. So the point I'm making is, now today you're seeing the reverberations around the league. Anthony Edwards, who's one of the best players in the sport, had said, man, I hope the T-Wolves don't do me like Luka. Anybody can get got. Comments out of the Brooklyn Nets today. Players are on alert. Here's what I'm saying. Are we starting to see kind of maybe the pendulum swing the other way? Which is, just because you're eligible for the Supermax doesn't mean I give you one. Mm-hmm. That if the player is not all in off the court as well as on the court, then no, I'm not going to commit the better part of $500 million to you only for you to F me, mm-hmm. have your team and your media incels dictate where you're going to go next while I've signed you.
You don't want to be financially handcuffed to a player that may or may not in 2 years. I get that.
So I'm asking, is like, is this the team in the age of player empowerment? Is this the teams starting to go, aha? Mm-hmm. Like, how many times have we seen the movie play out in the last 2 years? Think about it.
No.
So I wanted to ask you, like, is that an insane point of view?
No, it's not, Mike, because for years it was teams were held hostage because you would draft a player based off potential, and then you would have to figure out in a few years, oh my God, is this person even worth? Do we have to give him this next contract? And then after that, it was like, okay, he's pretty good. And you were forced to just hand out contracts because you didn't want to lose face with your fan base. But you really didn't like the player because you weren't winning with the player.
And if you're in business with someone you don't like, you don't trust, and they're not doing the things you need them to do. I said this to you before the show. Like, I can't imagine being in a front office. Luka's already making $40 million a year. You are playing for the right for me to hand you 70 a year. Just think about that number on surface. And you can't stay in shape. You won't. Because, listen to your rehab assignment?
Because here's the thing.
What?
Right, because here's the thing. You have a state-of-the-art facility. You have enough money to hire a chef. You ain't cooking. You ain't doing your own grocery shopping. It ranks right up there, Mike, when you see people who constantly get in trouble for, like, drinking and driving. It's like, you make enough money, you can hire a right. driver.
Right.
You don't have to live this lifestyle. You can do better, but you choose not to.
You know what I go back to? And maybe it's just a one-time thing, but I'm sorry. I doubt it. Do you remember the scene after they won that game in the playoffs last year and Luka was drilling a beer? And I think it was Michael Finley
yes,
and Nico Harrison who came over and went, let me just go ahead and get that from you.
Yep.
Like, how much did the Mavericks want to be out of the business of Luka Doncic to make this move? I don't need to go zany conspiracy theories. Nah. I'm just shooting you straight. I think franchises are looking around and going, wait a second. Zion, Simmons. Like, if I'm right. Philly, let me tell you something. This would be terribly unpopular. I'd be out of the Joel Embiid yep. business of Joel.
Yeah.
I am trading him and building the team around Maxi. Why? One guy shows up to work.
Yes. You know what? Here's the thing. You're not going to get the top dollar. Somebody will pay you money, but we're not going to give you top dollar. We're going to move on from you. And yeah, if you're those teams, they screwed him over because we're going to make sure you're not eligible for this.
Can't
because
get the Supermax.
We ask you, and I don't know, I'm speculating, but we asked you repeatedly, can you please fix your life?
Well, according to reports, he missed time in November. They said it was a wrist injury, but it's believed that it was 11 days out because they needed him to lose weight. That's the belief. That's the report that I'm seeing. And then he's out now with a strained left calf, which is the fourth time in 3 years. Now, I don't know.
And they believe that is, and what I've heard Brian Windhorst talk about. And look, Windhorst said something. And look, you can make fun of him with the meme or he looks eternally exhausted. Work with me. The dude is plugged in. Windhorst said this on his Hoop Collective podcast. He was reporting from the NBA Finals and they do the stand up on the court. And Windy burnt Luka to the ground after one of the games. I think it was game 3.
Yes, it was.
And I mean, he went, his defensive effort is a joke. It is unacceptable. He's killing his team. He buried him. And this is in the American Airlines Center. Windhorst says, tell me why. Fans ripped me. Media ripped me. No one from the team said a word. And I was there, paraphrasing as Windhorst, I was there for all 3 games. I wasn't dodging anything. No one said a word.
Because
they knew.
Windhorst basically said what the team wanted to say and couldn't.
There you go.
And they backed him.
Now, from a bit. Now, here's my one thing is, again, 5 years from now, I have no idea how this will play out. Sure, the Mavs might get burnt. But that doesn't change the reality is if I paid this kid and I paid him $70 million plus and we're going tax apron, here's the other thing. Look at the team they have. Am I crazy in saying with Kyrie, Clay, PJ, AD, obviously Lively's hurt. I know that. But Daniel Gafford, like, then they got Max Christie off the pine, 3-and-D guy. That's a top three team in the West. So they're playing for now, next 24 to 36 months. If you sign Luka and you know I'm going 4-on-5, and can I be candid? No jokes about Kyrie. You're pretty much playing 3-on-5 defensively. Yeah. You never, oh, they made the finals. How'd that look against the Celtics? You could play that series 100 times. The Mavericks wouldn't win one of them.
And here's the thing. Historically speaking, there's not a lot of players who get their life together as their career goes on.
And if
whatever
he does,
you are, it's who you are, and the team has to make that tough choice.
Yeah, and if he does, the Mavs will get burned.
It will.
But they're making a bet. We tried everything.
Right.
He said he loved it here. He wouldn't listen to us.
I mean, you look at players going all the way back to Charles Barkley, and it's like, eventually, whatever you do, you just keep doing it. Allen Iverson, you couldn't stop
going to the casino.
Yeah, casino. See,
and like, that's why.
You look at Ja Morant, it's just like, Ja, I'm sorry, David, but it's like, Ja, are you going to get your life together? Zion, are you going to get your life together? Like, there are certain people, and I give them credit. It's like, I just don't believe in you anymore. And I do think, going back to your original thought, Mike, owners are taking ownership of their team again and saying, I'm not paying this guy.
Right, and I love the player empowerment that if you work hard, you do the right stuff, and you get that money, and you keep showing up to work, we have no issue. But maybe I'm just jaded. I actually like the team standing up to someone and going, you know what? Right here, middle of the night.
Right. You don't
see it.
You basically are playing half the games looking at you, Embiid, and you're making a ton of money.
Yep.
At some point, I didn't get rich by being stupid. You don't want to win. So I need to find somebody who can win.
Go ahead, David, quickly.
No, I was going to say it's the change of scenery theories, what you're talking about. That's why I get it. People will blame Dallas if he becomes something in L.A., but it may have taken the change of scenery.
Correct. That's why you can't hold it against them because, oh, just sign him. Who cares? And I'm like, wait, think about this. We'll see how it plays. But I really like, you know what? We don't, just because you're eligible for this thing doesn't mean we got to do it. And we're watching in real time these other organizations cripple themselves. 248-539-9797. Yes, your Myles Garrett calls momentarily. 3 o'clock. Good to have you with us. Odyssey.com Rewind. You missed anything. We started with, well, the teams that aren't the Lions. Wings are on fire. Another win last night in Seattle. All right, Kenny, that gesture doesn't work on camera. Also, Pistons, they're doing their thing. They're sixth in the East. The problem, both of the Wings and Pistons, nobody cares. Sure, the dozens of diehards do, but everybody else is in this Lions hangover. So we ask the question of, like, what will it take for you to fall in love? Are you capable of falling in love with these teams? Also, subscribe and like and share our YouTube page, please. Let's get to Roger Goodell, shall we?
Oh, yeah.
As news breaks today from the NFLPA saying, no one wants to play 18 games. Well, good, then stand up for yourselves. But Goodell and Travis Kelce, the head of officiating, boy, media day at the Super Bowl was insane because our movement has landed at the feet of these people. When you have the media gallery asking openly about games being rigged and officiating and are you proposing after the Super Bowl? These are the answers people want. Now, David, you can play the sound in whatever order you want because I want to get ahead of this. This 2 weeks between championship weekend and the Super Bowl is outrageous. But now we're kind of zoning in on the last football game of the season. And I want to know if the same energy you had following Chiefs and Bills, following anything Chiefs related. Are you viewing the Super Bowl with a lens of impropriety? That you're viewing the Super Bowl as if it's not on the even Steven? Or do you share Mr. Rico Beard's perspective, with Rico saying all week, Michael, the conspiracy, if it exists, only stretches as far as getting the Chiefs to the Super Bowl. And that this Super Bowl will be, Rico Beard's words, will be the finest officiated game in the history of organized sports. Which of these pathways do you go down? Because you'll be surprised at my answer. But first, David with audio.
It's Roger Goodell.
Yeah, the fact that they're one score, it gives your officials a chance to massage them to victory. You dope. That's another question I want to ask the people. Because, you know, of course, Mr. Righteous in the mornings. I can't stand people who believe in this. Okay, Jim, well, you can join us. Join the rest of America. Something's up.
I thought you were going to say John.
No, he played the game. No. The point I'm making is for Roger Goodell, for Scott Green, the head of the NFLRA, Referees Association, for anybody who thinks it's an absurdity or it's crackpot behavior, watch the video I showed Rico of just the Buffalo game alone and the insanely inexplicable, oftentimes, pro-Kansas City calls. Then go back to the Texans game. And just, you know what you're watching.
The fact that this is even on the table, the fact that this is being questioned tells me...
We won! We did it!
People are seeing this, and it's not just a handful of people in tinfoil hats. It's like, okay, you know what, guys? I took a look at that video, too, and I got a couple questions.
That's why I would love for Goodell, we talked about the movie Get Out, put Goodell in the comfy chair. And have David start circling the teacup, make Adele watch these calls, and explain it.
Or just all of a sudden up on the Jumbotron in New Orleans, all of the plays, like, yes, oh, look, here they are right here. Can we talk about these?
Is the Super Bowl, A, shady, or B, it will be the finest, most exquisitely officiated game in the history of the NFL?
I think in order for like some egregious foul to you would have to turn Mahomes into the Exorcist and grab the face mask and turn his head 360 degrees to say, okay, that was a penalty, guys. We can all agree upon that. You saw his head spin. But other than that, you know, 3rd and 8 and he gets tackled. Okay, you'll see a huddle.
The fact, you nailed this, though. The fact that this has arrived at Super Bowl media, that is unthinkable 3 years ago.
Yes.
Forget 5 or 10.
Because that then the only time it was like the with the Patriots and the deflate gate and all of that, it's like, oh, okay, hey.
Right.
What's going on here? But the fact that we're talking this, and it's been brought up, and I think not from, you know, crackpot.com, but like, these legitimate reporters and hey guys, look, question of concern, is this on the up and up? And you have to answer this, and yes. You know they don't want to,
and you know they can't say anything other than what they're saying, but they're always answering questions that aren't being asked. Scott Green, we played the audio yesterday. Well, to suggest that 138 officials and no one is saying that the game is completely rigged. We are saying that if and when the officials have a chance to help Kansas City, they always do. How do we know it? It's on tape.
Well, the fact that Scott Green, the answer that he gave was word soup, but when you really break it down, but you didn't answer my question.
That's right.
Like the follow-up to that was, that's all great. But you did not answer the question.
Do you have Kelsey or no?
Oh, yeah, I have Kelsey. He's annoyed.
Play Travis Kelsey here. And again, why get annoyed at this versus laugh it off? You're supposed to be... I'm sorry, just one thing, David. You're supposed to be above it all. Why would you get annoyed at something that's so ridiculous? Like, if I made a comment, Kenny Codd has sex with goats, he'd be like, oh, come on, that's ridiculous. We all know that he doesn't.
Press conference, Kenny up there.
Can you? But then Kenny gets up there. I mean, I'm going to tell you, this is an outrage. And you're like, oh, the dude does have sex with goats.
Yeah, I once owned goats when I was 15. But that
Why
was
is
it.
That the example you went with? I'm not a fan of this at all.
David, Travis Kelce on the games being rigged. First of all, you have 6 brain cells. Second of all, because they cater to the fans. And the fans are leaning into it, you dummy. And we watch the games. We see it. Again, for Travis Kelce, here's a video. Here's your game against the Bills. Smarm your way out of this. How about the Texans game? Mm-hmm. How about the fact that in the 8-game win streak the Chiefs have had, not a single time has a Chiefs defender been called for a personal foul on the quarterback. Yet, you and your quarterback, you're amazing, Patrick Mahomes, six of them. Six.
Mm-hmm. And how about the fact that I don't care who's watching the game, and if it's third or fourth down, and it's an incomplete pass, and Mahomes threw it, you're waiting to see the little flag icon pop up to say, roughing the passer, personal foul, first down.
That's right. I want to know where people are
at. The mysterious flag that was there but wasn't there when the Bills did their fourth down. Because it was almost like, okay, in the event that they caught that pass, we got a flag, we're going to back them up, we're going to make them do it over again. Wait, he dropped it.
Sounds like, feels like, seems like.
Yeah. What flag?
I want to know your reaction to it. The fact that this was the talk of media day says it's way more than just a couple of goofballs. Or, oh, just this stupid show. No. This was brought to Roger Goodell and Kelce and Scott Green, the lead, the head of the officials union. I think it proves a point. I think it says that the customer base is fed up. And I actually agree with Rico Beard. This will be the finest, most perfectly officiated game in history, because if it's not, if the Chiefs steal this Super Bowl, if there is any hint of impropriety.
And you know what the NFL becomes?
WWE.
Pro wrestling.
That's right. Not on the line.
Entertaining, but yeah, we all know.
And the Chiefs do feel like WWE. They just do. All right, 3 o'clock. Great to have you with us. We covered the Alex Bregman stuff, and we just got done. Pistons have acquired Dennis Schroeder as a part of a 38-team trade, including teams from 6 countries.
Yeah, because apparently he's been on 4 teams now in the last 24 hours.
Correct. Welcome to the association. But bottom line, it helps Pistons. It's just nothing. You can't do anything with it. No one knows who the guy is. He's a good ballplayer, but you don't want him long-term. And great. Last I checked, his contract's up in, you know, May. So we're good. I want to move to something else, and I am willing to be judged, made fun of. I just want to know if anyone is brave enough to stand with me on this. I had an epiphany this morning.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
And I was watching a little bit of Super Bowl coverage. I was getting some work done on the computer. And I don't know if it was Mike Greenberg's general existence that angered me, or it was seeing 18 different shows all live from New Orleans for absolutely no good reason. I mean, they had one of the ESPN shows on like a street corner in New Orleans, and they're trying to serve up jambalaya to each other. And I'm just like, this is a circus. This is stupid. We do radio in Detroit. The Detroit Football Lions had one of the most magical seasons they've ever. It'll be the most magical season they'll ever have, unless they win it. And the closer we've gotten to the Super Bowl, it's been strange for me. Because normally, I can work my way around whatever my team did, or in this case, my B team, right? The Lions. This is where I live. I work in this industry. I want the Lions to for you guys to do something to make you happy. I'm kind of embarrassed to say this as a radio host. I don't care about the Super Bowl. Like, I don't care.
Really?
Yeah, no. I actually think the only thing that would bring me to watching would be just the spite of Mahomes, but the reality is I don't care.
The hype or the game?
The game. Wow. Any of it. The hype is garbage. There's no, I can't. You know what it is? I think it's part of what I've discussed with you is that there's too much. That's the headline for me. It's just too much. Everything with the NFL is too much. It's too extra. It's too. Think about this. Even now, as we know, the players' union has said nobody wants to play 18 games. You know they're playing 18 games. Mm-hmm. This started. Do you realize I can't even tell you when this started? Because I don't feel like it ever stopped. We had the draft here in Detroit. It never stopped. We had basically 2 weeks for the Triple Crown. I got like 10 days of peace with the Kentucky Derby. And then it was
pitching chaos and in the Lions.
And we're back. And it's been Lions ever since. And now I go, the Lions leave such a bad taste in your mouth. I don't want anybody to be happy, right?
That was my next question.
F them all. My team, the Giants, are the juice at the bottom of a garbage bag. So I'm numb. I don't even care. And it's like, now, what am I left with? Either Mahomes gets another championship. Who cares at this point? Or the Eagles, who are my version of the Antichrist, win. And then those animals get another celebration, right? That's what Philly fans are. They're animals. So I wanted to know, in Detroit, right here, look, whether it is endless amounts of pregame. I mean, I don't know how anyone is watching this stuff. I turned the channel. I did. I just couldn't do it.
Because every now and then, out of the different pregames and stuff like that, you get a little bit of nuggets where you hear something and you're like, yeah. Oh.
No, you know what I got? I got Marcus Spears trying to feed Mike Greenberg a po' boy and him going, oh my God, that's disgusting. I don't want this.
Oh, well,
couldn't have sounded whiter if he tried.
There's something else, but I'll.
That should be the new Mike Greenberg show. So listen, here's my point. The Super Bowl no longer feels magical to me. It doesn't feel special to me. It doesn't feel important to me. I actually think they've finally done it. They've ruined it. It's too corporate. It's too much BS. We're heading towards mid-February. Mm-hmm. Can we please? The fact that we didn't have football last weekend. The 2 week span takes away from my ability to care. Does anyone feel the way I feel, or am I bad sports person?
I don't think you're a bad sports person. I do think that a lot of people may feel like you, because for years, I'm speaking just in this city, for years, the Lions season and the Super Bowl were two different events, two different things. The Lions were never going to the Super Bowl. So the Super Bowl was like, oh, these are the best teams. And then all of a sudden it got blended. And now it's like, well, you're angry because your team didn't make it, even though they promised you that they would. And you heard people, hey, 15-2, you're the best team out there, and you're not. So I do think it's a little spite that, you know what? I don't care. I'm taking my ball and I'm going home. I don't want to watch this. As you said, I don't want anybody to be happy. There is a lot of hype around the Super Bowl. Yes, it is. I mean, if the Lions were in this thing, would still be the same amount of hype. Yep. It would be the same amount of overkill, except for people from our station would be participating in the hype and the overkill. But you would be happy because your team is there.
But the problem is, it never mattered if my team was in it. It was the Super Bowl. It used to be magical. Think about it. We just said it yesterday, and all of us looked at each other like idiots. Mm-hmm. Jeez, it feels like Super Bowl parties aren't a thing anymore. Kind of plays into what I'm talking about.
It does, but I think time has evolved, and I do think that we may get hit with the curveball that was the 2000. Or 2000, when the Patriots beat the Rams. And it was just like the biggest point spread ever. Why in the world are we watching this game? The Rams are going to just kill the Patriots. Until all of a sudden you're like, wait, what happened to the greatest show on turf?
Except this is a 1 point spread. This is nothing.
Okay.
No, you're right, except I don't even have that angle.
No, but I'm saying it's not the Mahomes coronation. It may be like, wow, the Eagles came out here and just put a pounding on them.
And not to pile onto it, but this is only going to get worse, boys. We're going to move to an 18, 19 game, maybe even a 20-game season. Mm-hmm. You're not going to want any part of it. You're going to be nauseous of football by the time the Super Bowl comes
around.
You will
be playing the Super Bowl, Kenny. I mean this. No joke. You'll be playing the Super Bowl possibly as late as what, February 22nd, 23rd? Okay? And you know what'll happen? There'll be a week, free agency begins. That's the NFL's design.
But it wants to dominate the calendar all the way around.
But their conquest of the calendar, to me, has eroded what was the singular most special thing in all of sports. To where now, Look, football's a big part of my life. It's what I do for a living, primarily. We always joke about it. Hey, the Red Wings won last night. Nobody cares.
They've essentially fed you too much pudding, and now you're nauseous of the pudding.
Yeah, that's right. Your hands are cold. You have diabetic shock. And I don't want any more. And I'm just like, you know what? Just get this over with so I can, I don't know, go on vacation.
No, it went from like almost like fantasy sports back in the day. It was fun.
Overkill.
To now it's just like, no, I'm fine. I'm in this league. And I don't care, but I'm in the league because people, I'm forced to be in a league.
I want to know. All right. We have open phone lines. It's okay if you're like, you guys are on crack. It's the Super Bowl. But I feel like in our community here, a lot of people are feeling what I'm saying. I guess I'm looking for affirmation because it hit me today where I'm like, was doing a Super Bowl prep show for the Friday show. And I'm like, I felt like typing in who the F cares?
No.
248.
Like, you know what? No. Mike. You're not that far off because there's an event that I feel the exact same way, got turned off, never came back to.
And he'll tell us next.
And I'll tell you that next.
And with that, we are on the last Football Friday of the season. Thank God.
Seems okay. Like it just started.
No, it didn't, Rico. No, in fact, it didn't just start. But we can't get to the Super Bowl because we have more important things to do right now, including, is there a face-off? Amon-Ra versus Hutch. We're going to take you through it because both have had very different comments on Myles Garrett. We're going to do that. TJ will join us at 3. It's a very special TJ Lang appearance because, as we said on yesterday's show, we told Kenny, it's like the movie Rudy. Today's your day, champ. Kenny has brought the hot dog roller, and it's him versus TJ between 3 and 4. Now, TJ had some trepidation. He does have a daddy-daughter dance. I did inform him the difference between lean and bloated is not the 3 hot dogs he eats today. It's the 20 years of bad decisions. So TJ versus Kenny in a throwdown using the Kenny Cott Edition hot dog roller.
What makes him so nervous? He's an O lineman. He was paid to eat for a while.
He actually thinks you're going to devastate him.
I think the competitive nature is going to kick in, and even though he knows he shouldn't, he doesn't want to lose to you.
Professional athletes have that switch in their brains that when it's turned on, it's all good.
But TJ's been off for a while.
No, but it was like when Rieger challenged Jansen to race around the building, and I'm like, Rieger, you're going to lose. John Jansen halfway through will say, I will not lose to you. And he didn't. He beat Rieger. And Rieger runs every day. So that's why is that if Kenny's sitting and he's going to be like, I cannot lose.
I eat every day. I stand no shot.
Listen, those things are going to hit the roller at 2:30. And we're all going to sit here as you two duke it out. But we got the picks. We've got Derek with us. We've got the Prop Bet Casino. Your Super Bowl stuff's going to be covered start to finish. And I do want to tell you, David, on a personal level, today has reaffirmed what you have told me for years, that God is real. Eli did not get in the Hall of Fame. God is good. All right, let's get to it.
Well, that's why I wanted to ask you yesterday, because I knew he wasn't. I just wanted you to sweat it out a little bit.
I ain't no sweat. A little bit.
I just saw on the show sheet it says, ha, 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 ha.
I don't know who put that there. I don't know what to say. I don't know who wrote what was at the end of it. Uh-huh. F-U Hayseed. All right. So let's combine commentary. We have Amon-Ra audio on Myles Garrett. We don't have Hutch audio. We have a Hutch quote. And I just want, we need to unpack all of because I found what Hutchinson said strange. Strange doesn't mean positive or negative. It means strange.
Mm-hmm.
So here's what Amon-Ra had to say on his podcast about acquiring Myles Garrett. Take a listen to this.
It's almost like he listened to the show.
Correct. Amon-Ra's a P1. But then you juxtapose it with this. Aiden Hutchinson told the Free Press He thinks it's unrealistic the Lions make a move for Garrett. Quote, everyone's asking me about that. I don't think you can't have that many dudes on one D line. I don't know, but I think it's very unlikely. Huh? What time in history have you ever heard a great player say they didn't want to be surrounded by other great players?
You know what? Yeah. Do me a favor. Read that one more time for the people in the back. Because okay. I needed to sink in exactly what he said, because I had to do a double take when David first told me that. Like, wait, one more time, please.
Everyone's asking me about that. I don't know. I don't think you can't have that many dudes on one D line. I don't know. Who knows? But I think it's very unlikely. Close quote. Can we unpack that for a minute? Because, first of all, it's one of the dumbest things I've ever heard. Just straight away. If you want to say it's above your pay grade, you want to stay out of it, I get it. If you want to say, hell yeah, I'd love to have him, but clearly that decision's made above my head, cool. You know what I've never heard from a great player? Nah, we don't really need that. Can't have that many good people on a D-line.
What? Said no one.
Ever.
Like, there was only one position where you can only have one, that's quarterbacks.
If a quarterback, right, if Jared Goff was asked about the possibility of trading for Patrick Mahomes, he'd go, well, I don't know about that guy.
Right.
What is this?
That's the only thing. But in any other thing, you can't have enough defensive players. You can't have enough offensive weapons. You can't have enough. If a person, a first ballot Hall of Famer, not like Eli, is available, you would think that the answer is, man, hell yeah. Even if it's just, think of the things that I can learn from this man in a few years that he would be here in Detroit. But it struck me as weird that he said, basically he was non-committal. Like,
he wasn't non-committal. I think it's very unlikely. You can't have that many dudes on the D-line. That's not non-committal.
Fair.
Oh, that's committal.
Fair. That to me sounds like this is my show.
Well,
and okay. I don't want anybody else here.
So this is
I'm Batman right now.
This is the portion of this program where I am openly telling you this is conjecture. I'm not reporting it. I'm not telling you I'm right. We are openly theorizing on something. So if that upsets you, I'm warning you right now. You can go to Kids Bop. So work with me, because all we're left to do is theorize on something. All right? It sounds like, feels like, seems like.
Seems like.
Part is what Rico said. This is my team. And also, he wants to get paid. Now, I don't think either of those things are in question. I just don't. Because if Aiden plays well, they will find a way to pay him. And we've all talked about it. Tongue in cheek, but the cap's not real. I just don't believe any of this is in effect. Then you factor in, all right, look, you're not going to openly say, I demand we go get him. No. That's not fair. I think he could have been much more non-committal, and you save your thoughts for behind the scenes. But this was, bar none, one of the most bizarre things I've ever heard, when great player is asked about, would you like to go and get said great player? Guys, it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Where players openly go, no, we don't need more greatness. Can't have more greatness.
No.
I can't believe this.
Mike, we have a thing here in Detroit now, this whole Sonic and Knuckles. You got two great running backs, and they're like, yeah, we love it. We're sharing the time with each other. Except for, you can actually play both of these guys at the same time. I thought the answer would be, yeah, hey, that's a Brad Holmes type of thing. I'm just here to play football. I don't know what the day-to-day things are for the Lions. Cool, I get that.
You just say it and go, hell, man. Dude, everybody would love to have Miles. But that's a Brad Holmes thing, man. Ask him. I'm here to watch ball.
Right, because
I'd love to have him.
Amon-Ra is like, yeah. We don't even need corners if we bring him here.
Amon-Ra single-handedly just waved Terrion Arnold and Rakestraw.
Right. We don't need corners if we bring him here. Absolutely. Hell yeah. We got to bring him here.
If you guys would be so kind, I'd love for you to weigh in on this. Unpack it with us. And just work with me on this. Look, the Amon-Ra thing, maybe you think it's too forward. Maybe you think he should have been more towards the middle. But if you think that, you can't think differently on Hutchinson. Now, for me, I think it's common sense. I mean, it's in basketball. If someone said, hey, LeBron has demanded a trade, do you want him? Who the hell is going to go public and go, can't have more greatness. You know, not enough room in the front court for that kind of greatness.
Yeah, Steph Curry wants out of Golden State. Yeah. You're going to block Ivy.
He's a little undersized. I would love to know. And you know, in essence, maybe we're asking, are you team Amon-Ra or team Hutch? Anyone who doesn't want Myles Garrett can just move on down the road in the world we exist in. I don't care about ego. I don't care about feelings. I don't care about money. I care about a parade. And obviously, it's more complicated than just that. I know that. But the ultimate goal and decisions that are made by franchises, it has to be about winning. There are a lot of people that are a lot smarter than Rico and I who have also said Myles Garrett to Detroit was a match made in heaven. It's got to happen. You don't even have to like us. You don't have to respect us. I don't care. People you do respect have said it. I'll give you a list.
Heck, Amon-Ra.
Well, I wasn't even going there, but sure. So I'd love to hear from the people on it. 248-539-9797. We got a jam-packed show, but we are definitely going to make this a part of it. On surface, headline, the Hutch comment is weird. It's weird. Weird doesn't have to mean bad. I mean, Kenny's weird. He's not a bad guy. He's just weird.
Right.
You're weird. Kenny, you're weird.
What I do?
You're not sitting here trying to screen your balls. Is that negative? Why can't weird be beautiful?
I mean, it can be.
Okay.
But coming from you, it often feels like, seems like.
All right. The hot dog roller's here. We got Hutch talking. TJ, daddy, daughter dance. Bloated out on 7 hot dogs. It's going to be exciting.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy 2 and get 3 free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit 3 free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit 2 packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit 4 items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.